Today, what I want to talk about are workout truths for women. The truth for women. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about that. I want to dive into it. And I just want to help women get over these myths and these lies that you have, may have told yourself or you've heard. So let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face wherever you are in the world. I hope that you're enjoying your day, you're enjoying your night, you're enjoying your evening, whatever it may be in the world for you. I hope you're crushing it. I hope you're having a good time. So let's jump right in. So I work with both men and women, but mostly I work with women. And a lot of the women that I train are the majority of them are over 40 years of age. So, and most of them are moms. Most of them are grandmothers. And most of them have believed some lies about being strong for a woman. So I want to dive into the truths for women. I want to dive into some stuff so that way you, if you have any questions, you after this podcast, you need to go and ask me. Please, please come and ask me. Always ask. Always ask. Head over to Instagram, send me a direct message, Facebook, wherever you're at in the world, just ask a question. So here are some workout truths for women. So here's the very first thing that I get a lot of questions about is strength training, will it make me bulky if I'm a woman? No, it won't. Strength training, lifting weights, will not make you bulky if you're a woman. If you were to scroll through Instagram, you were to scroll through Facebook Reels, if you were to scroll through TikTok, you're going to notice that a lot of women nowadays, younger women, are strength training to get strong, to change their body type, to change everything, right? To increase muscle. You just see more of it. But I still think that's only like 0.001% of society. But that's what's thrown in our faces. Majority of you, you have no idea the benefits of strength training. Just today when I was in the gym working out, I see so many people on the treadmill. So many people. People need to get off the treadmill and get into the weight room. This goes for both men and women, but women in particular, if you want to change your body, if you want to increase testosterone, if you want to regulate your hormones, you need to be in the weight room. You need to be strength training. If you want your joints to feel better, you need to be strength training. If you want less stress, you need to be strength training. If you want to sleep better, you need to be strength training. So strength training can be a lot of things. Strength training can be lifting weights, like doing bench press, squats, deadlifts, kettlebell swings, shoulder presses, all those things, right? And it can also be HIIT training, body weight training. Somewhere, some way that you are pushing yourself to get stronger. You're pushing yourself against a resistance. You're pushing yourself to help yourself get even stronger. That's the only way to grow. You have to push against something or pull something or move something in order to increase strength. And it has to be heavy. So strength training won't make a woman bulky. A lot of times if a woman claims that they get bulky, it's because they haven't changed their diet. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but I'm gonna say 9 times out of 10, it comes down to that. If you've said this before to yourself, I'm getting too bulky, or I don't like the way my clothes are fitting, or my triceps are too big, it's because you have fat over your muscle, and you're not in a calorie deficit. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So anything that you see in the world that says for women, right, only for a woman, or like a protein powder, or a supplement just for women. I just want you guys to realize that the supplement world is not regulated by anybody. It's not. Protein, amino acids, creatine, vitamins, all those things are not regulated by anything. Nothing. So when it says for a woman, it really doesn't mean it's just for a woman. There may be a little bit more of like a biotin in there, or if you're taking a prenatal, that's different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about protein powder in itself, like a protein powder, if you could intake protein, a supplement, and yes, I'm talking about you need to be eating lots of protein if you're wanting to gain muscle. But just remember, everything is a marketing ploy to get you to buy whatever they're selling. I'm selling you the truth, honestly, because I've never asked you for a single thing, but I'm selling you the truth in that a protein powder, if it's just a simple whey isolate protein powder, it's the same for a man, it's the same for a woman. You're going to get the same, you're going to get the same protein per gram for a man and for a woman, or grams per protein, whatever, how you ever want to look at it. So just make sure that the truth there is that protein is protein is protein, no matter if you're a man or a woman. So how much protein should you intake? I would say at least 80 grams to 100 grams a day, and you're going to feel a lot better. Your clothes will feel better. You won't feel as hungry. You'll build muscle as long as you're strength training, and that's what we'll talk about too. So as long as you're strength training, so just remember that. And remember, if you're strength training, I want you to challenge yourself. And if you're in a calorie deficit, which means that you're eating less than you're moving, because I know a lot of times I get questions on this, how many calories should I be intaking? I really honestly don't 100% know, unless you were to use MyFitnessPal, the Lose It app, and you put in your height, your weight, your goal, it's going to spit out a number that will be pretty accurate. And if you stay within that ballpark and you move more than that based on your goal, then that's going to maintain a calorie deficit over time. So if you're logging your food, if you're everything that you're putting in your mouth, you're logging it, you're going to pretty much be in a calorie deficit. Now, if you combine that with strength training, that's what's going to give you that toned look or that lean look, because you have muscle in your body right now. You just have fat on your body too. So heavy strength training is important. Now it's safe, right? Being safe with your strength training, because I believe back squats aren't for everybody. I believe deadlifting is not for everybody. There's so many different things that you could do. There's so many different variations that you could do. I think kettlebell swings are fantastic. I think box jumps are great. I think there's just something for everybody, but you have to find what works best for you and what's going to help you get to that goal. So heavy strength training, you need to be doing squats. You need to be doing some sort of deadlifting, like a single leg deadlift, maybe a Romanian deadlift, not a conventional deadlift if your back bugs you. Maybe not barbell back squats, maybe a goblet squat, maybe a split squat. There's Bulgarian, maybe a reverse lunge, anything like that. But if you could do things and you could challenge yourself, not for 15, 20 reps, for like 8 to 10 or even 6 to 10, and challenge yourself, and where you need like at least a minute to recover, you're going to see some value in what you're doing. So ladies, make sure you're strength training. Make sure you're maintaining your calorie deficit, because that's what's going to help you look toned. When you're scrolling through social media, all those women that you see, just remember that are fit, they're maintaining a calorie deficit over time, and they're lifting weights. They're not spending hours and hours on the treadmill. That's not what they do. They don't have time for that. So remember this too. The truth is, you belong in that free weight area just as much as the dudes do. And I love it, because right now there are so many more women that I see in the weight room. It's happening, and I love seeing it. But just remember, I don't care what age you are. If you're over 40, you need to be in the weight room. I love seeing the younger crowd in that weight room as much as possible and just getting work done and not worrying about what they look like, not looking in the mirror, just getting work done. So I'm telling you, get in that free weight area and start strength training. Do it. You will love it. Pick 6 exercises and attack it. Pull something, push something, squat something, deadlift something, move your core, do a plank, all those things. Do at least 5 to 6 movements every single time that you go to the gym, and you will see the value in strength training. Okay, ladies, I know it's all about the glutes sometimes. It's all about a perky butt. It's all not a saggy butt. Who wants a saggy butt anyway? But it's a fit butt, right? Fit body, fit lower body, fit upper body. Just remember, you don't want to maintain too much of a calorie deficit. I don't want to be eating only 1,000 calories, because I still got to feed my muscle. If I go anywhere from like 1,200 calories to 1,400 calories, that's still too low. Still too low. That's another point I want to make. Don't just eat 1,200 calories. It's not going to be enough for you, because you're going to be doing more activity. You're going to have to supply your body with plenty of nutrients in order to help you continue to gain muscle, in order to help you to get toned, in order to help you look a lot better. So just make sure that you're eating more than 1,200 calories. I'm telling you, if you go and use MyFitnessPal or use the Lose It app or use any type of logging system, you're going to start seeing a change in your body. Log everything that you put in your mouth. If you need tutorials, look on there, man. They have tutorials. Just start doing it. I'm telling you, strength training won't make you bulky. Protein powders, just take a protein powder. Whey isolate it, preferably. Heavy strength training, plus maintaining a calorie deficit. Getting in that weight room, growing your glutes, growing your shoulders, all those beautiful assets that you have, and just growing them, right? And just making sure that you're doing at least six exercises every time that you go into the gym. Just six. You could do two if you wanted. I don't care. But I think six is enough. And really crushing it. Three sets, two sets of 8 to 12 reps, and just challenging yourself. And just making sure that you're eating more than 1,200 calories a day. Because you need energy to grow muscle. You need energy to burn fat, which sounds kind of, I guess, ironic. But you need energy. You need it. You need it. So this is the advice I give to my clients. This is the advice that I give to you, that you need to understand that if you want to lose fat, you want to burn muscle, you got to do these things, ladies. And don't be afraid of the weight room. Get strong as you can. Don't look at the goal so much of weight loss or of anything in that realm. Just get in the gym and get as strong as you can. And you're going to start burning fat. It's just going to happen. You're going to fall in love with the game. You're just going to fall in love with it. So that's my podcast episode for today. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you get a chance, check out the other podcast episodes and subscribe, like, and follow. So thank you guys so much for listening. Have a blessed day and enjoy this sick beat. See you later.